Hello, this is Pat Mitt.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Pat Mims of Daughters of Dorcas Ministries. I'm so long, so sorry that it's taken so long for me to get back on the air. And in fact, I did a broadcast this week, but somehow with the new audio system, it didn't work. But I was determined that I wanted to get this message out just to kind of keep you up to date. And to let you know that even though we have difficulties in life, and even though there are things that press us, we must continue on. And that's the title of this message on this morning, is that we must continue on. I've had many things that have tried to get in my way, that have tried to stop me. However, I just refuse, because I know that God is bigger than any problem that I might have. He is a God that loves us. He said he would be with us. He said that he would take care of us. What we have to do, however, is to make sure that we give ourselves over to him. And it's no matter what people think, what people do, but more importantly, it's what we think. People can think whatever, but when you accept what they think, therein lies the difficulty. You have to know who you are in Christ Jesus, and don't be moved. You have to know that you are a powerful, anointed child of God, and not let anything stop you. God has sent you to this ministry to experience a resurrecting power for you to reach your destiny. We all have got a future to fulfill. And God wants to awake the strong man in you by the power of his Holy Spirit. That same Spirit that allowed Jesus Christ to resurrect himself from the dead. If you have the Holy Spirit in you, it's the same Spirit that can cause you to be resurrected from the dead as well. The enemy, who is Satan, comes to try to kill, steal, and destroy not only our dreams, but our spiritual and our natural life. But we know that Satan is a liar, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Jesus died to give us the victory over all challenges and obstacles in our life. His death was not in vain. You've got to believe that Jesus Christ came for you to have a wonderful life in this world. God wants you to be a witness for him. And what that means is this, is that as a result of your life, as a result of the wounds that you have, as a result of the struggles that you have, when you share that, your testimony, people can be encouraged. And they can know that Jesus Christ is real, because if he did it for you, surely, if they do the same thing that you did, he can do it for them. God just wants to accomplish great things in your life, beloved. He really does. Because you are an overcomer. That's who you are right now. This word is tailor-made just for you. So we want you to receive this dynamic message, and I just know you will be blessed. And again, we just want to thank you so much for listening to us, because we know that there are many other things that you could be doing. And if you found this broadcast, then you found God. God had to lead you to this broadcast for you to listen to it, because there's so many things, you know, over in cyberspace. There's so many things that you can read, so many other things that you can be doing. And I don't advertise a lot, and I don't come on that often. So perchance, if you get a chance to hear this message, I know that God directed you to this message. So let's pray, because I just want to make sure that I'm speaking the word of the Lord, so that the anointing of God can go out, and whatever the obstacles are, whatever the bondage is, that the anointing power of the Word of God will come and break those bondages and set you free. You will walk in the liberty that God has given you. Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this wonderful opportunity. We just thank you for your word. We thank you for the ability to be able to just proclaim the thoughts and the powerful word of God. Lord, we look to you right now. And we allow the healing power of God's word just to permeate our mind and to radiate through our souls, oh God, and to strengthen us, to heal us, and to lift up our heads. Lord, we thank you. We adore you because you are God, and you are God all by yourself. And we know that the word will go out, and we will accomplish what you said it would do, and that is to free us, revive us, restore us, resurrect us, sustain us, and lead us on to glory. And Lord, we look to you. All these things, we mix the word of God with faith, and we say amen, amen to the word of God. This week, what I'd like to speak to you on is Ezekiel. Now, Ezekiel was a prophet that prophesied to the children of Israel after they were taken captive by the Babylonians. The prophets of God, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Amos, and a host of other prophets, had prophesied to both Israel, the northern kingdom, and Judah, the southern kingdom, that God would indeed punish them and judge them for their wickedness. And that's a message for us today. God means what he says, and he says what he means. And we don't take the word of God seriously. Right now, we're in a dispensation of grace, meaning God's unmerited favor. And people feel as if that they can push the limit, push the envelope with God, but not so. Whatever God's word says, he means it. And we are going to be judged by his word. And when that judgment falls on us, before the judgment comes, God is gracious and he's kind enough to give us a warning, to warn us through pastors and through teachers and who love the word of God and will tell the truth to you. Sometimes the truth hurts, but the truth can preserve you. The truth can save you. The truth can protect you. And the truth can keep us from harm. And beloved, what we need to do is to look into God's word and say yes, to confess it, to say, Lord, I need help, to repent, and then with all that we can to do what God has called us to do. Because if we can judge ourselves first by the word of God, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, willingly get ourselves right, then God will not have to pass judgment on us for us to do what he's called us to do. So Ezekiel prophesied to Israel, the nation Israel, when they were taken captive by the Babylonians. And his message literally was a message of hope. And as we know historically, the children of Israel was in Babylon for 70 years. And God had prophesied, yes, the punishment is going to be harsh. Yes, the punishment is coming because you would not heed my word. But I'm sending the punishment not to destroy you because I have a work for you to do. The seed that's going to save the world, that promised seed, Jesus Christ, I'm going to use Israel. So I'm not going to destroy you, but I need you to know. The Shema in Deuteronomy 6, Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one God, and him only shall thy serve. Because the children of Israel went after other gods. And that's called idolatry. And whatever you put before God, that can become an idol. It can be a job. It can be you. It can be your family. It can even be your ministry. God wants first to have a relationship with you. And Israel played the part of a harlot. She betrayed God, the one who took her out of bondage, the one who took her, who preserved her in the wilderness when they were going to the promised land. When the children of Israel was in the wilderness, God took care of them. They didn't have to work for anything. Their clothes didn't wear out. All they had to do was believe God. And beloved, all you have to do now is believe God. But in my introduction, Satan will come and distract us. That's why we need to get into the Word of God daily to preserve us, to help us, to lead us, to guide us, so that we can hear the voice of God. You have got to steal away and be able to spend some time with God. So after the children of Israel got into the promised land, they turned their back on God. They wanted to pattern themselves as the world, the other nations around them. They were supposed to be an example to the other world, to the other nations. But they turned their back on God and became just like them. Isn't that our present-day situation, where those who have found God want to be like the world? But God is looking for a people who have separated themselves, who's holy, who loves Him, who's committed themselves to Him, and understand, as I stated before, that God means what He says, and He says what He means, and they, with their free will, want to submit themselves to the Word of God. There's not many, but God has always left Himself with a witness of those people who love Him. So at any extent, Ezekiel goes to the people, and he prophesies. And when Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonians, came down, it was harsh. It was fierce. He killed women, children, just depleted the nation. And what Israel always believed is because they were God's chosen people, that God would not punish them for their sins. God said, no, not so. My word is important. And whatever my word says, I am going to do that. And those of us who are in the Christian world, we can say that we belong to God and God won't do some things, but yes, He will. God is more interested in your eternity than he is interested in your happiness here on earth. Whatever He can do to turn your heart back to Him so that you can spend eternity with Him, He will do it. And what does He do? He touches our circumstances to get our attention. It's a lot easier if we can just give ourselves over to God and do what He has called us to do just right off the bat. But we will not do that. And because we serve a loving God, He will chastise us. He will get us in line. So don't be in dismay over His chastising. Thank God, because the results of His chastising will bring good fruit, will bring a changed life, will take you into eternity. And that's what Ezekiel was telling the children of Israel. He said, although God is punishing you right now, He's not going to leave you in Babylon. He is going to bring you out. And when He brings you out, plan B is going to be better than the original plan. He says in Ezekiel 36, He said, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. He said, a new heart also will I give you, a new spirit will I put within you, and will take away the stony heart. And the stony heart is a heart of rebellion. That heart that says, I will not obey God. That heart that says, I will not submit myself unto God. He said, and I will give you a heart of flesh. That means a heart that longs for God, a heart that wants to be with God, a heart that loves God, a heart that wants to commune with God, a heart that wants to have a relationship with God. He said, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgment and do them. And what God did, he took Ezekiel and he took him up in a vision. And a vision is that where you're totally conscious, but you're taken away. You're aware of your surroundings, but God gives you an opportunity to see into the future. And that's what he did with Ezekiel. And he took Ezekiel up, and he set him in the midst of a valley. And in this valley was a valley full of bones. So the valley represented death, decay. The valley represented desolation. And Ezekiel described the bones as being very dry bones. So, and I love the description that it gives. So when we think of bones, we think of death. We think of what was. We think of something that has passed away. We think of no hope. But Ezekiel went on to say that the bones that he saw in this valley, and when we talk about a valley, it's a low point, a very low, low point, a point of depression, a point of despair. And he said, in this valley, this desolate place of hopelessness, were very dry bones. In other words, there was desolation. There was no hope. There was no life. Even when you even think of death, you think of life, but there was even death. Death had even eroded itself. And he said that God asked him, man of God, can these bones live? And Ezekiel looked and he said, O Lord God, only you know. When we look at our situations, and our situation may be our finances, our situation may be the death of the hope that we have in our children, our situation may be the death of the hope that's dried up, that we think is wasted away in our relationship, our marriages, our relationship with other people, or even what we think about ourselves. But God told Ezekiel, and he said unto him, I want you to prophesy unto these bones. And what that means is this. Whenever the prophet spoke in the Old Testament, they were speaking the word of God. And beloved, whenever you speak the word of God, there is always life and not death. So what I'm telling to you is that if you're in a hopeless situation that is beyond hope, and if you think that situation has dried up and is dead, God is telling you today to use his word and to prophesy life to that situation, to speak the word of God to that situation. I'm talking to someone today who may have been on drugs for years and you feel there is no hope. Speak life to that situation. You tell those drugs that they have no control and no dominion over you, and you fall down on your knees and you ask God to revive your dry bones and give you hope. And I do declare that if you do it with faith, if you do it with hope, if you do it with expectation, God will indeed answer your prayer. So he told the men of God, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. You need to tell your situation that our God is a God of hope, and to hear the word of the Lord. And the Bible says that it caused each bone to come together with its bone. Now, all these bones were jumbled up and mixed up, but the bone found the rib cage, or the arm, or the tibula, or the fibula, or the jawbone, or the man, whatever it did of its own body, it found that body. It found that bone and connected. I'm telling you, things can be all jumbled up and messed up, turmoil in your life. God can bring it together. Glory to God. And he said, the Lord said in the fifth verse, 37:5, thus says the Lord unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to come unto you, and ye shall live. And breath is the spirit. So the bones are structure. When you get into the word of God, which is a structure, which is order, and you begin to operate in the order of God's word, that will breathe life. That will breathe the spirit. Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and the breath of God is in his word, and the spirit of God is in his word, and that will give you life. Life to do what? Life to get up and to do what God has told you to do according to his word. He said, and I will lay sewage in the sixth verse. Those are muscles and tendons that gives you the ability to get up and move around and to do what God has taught you to do. So the muscles and the tendons of the bones came on it. And then the flesh that be able to identify you as being a child of God and covered it with skin, and he put breath in you, and ye shall live and know that I am the Lord. Ye shall live and know, because it is only God that can resurrect us by the power of his word. What are you saying, Sister Mims? I'm saying prophesy to your situation. I'm saying life and death is in the power of the tongue. And you have to speak God's word into your situation. There's been many times in my life that things have been hopeless, and I had to speak life into that situation. The motto, the theme of Daughters of Dorcas Ministry is turning obstacles into opportunities. And some of those things that we think that have come to destroy us are actually opportunities for us to have a testimony to bring someone else out of the fire, for someone else to see the glory of God working in us, for us to have a testimony that we were overcomers of the test that God has given us. And by the power of the word of God, we stand. And we stand only because his Holy Spirit is alive and working in us. Because we decided, and we have free will, we can decide to or not to, to go into the word of God, to believe the word of God, to mix the word of God by faith, to allow the power of the Holy Ghost to operate in our life, to have every bone come together, the structure of the word of God, then those muscles and tendons, faith without works is dead, to get up and to produce works, praise God, and to have the flesh. And the word became flesh, in other words, to operate in the word of God and to have the word of God become life and manifested into the world, praise God, and for us, the skin to come on our bones, for us to be identified as a child of God, for them to be able to see the manifestation of the glory of God, the word of God, working in our life because we believe God. We prophesy the word of God in our life, and the word of God is true. God cannot lie. If you take the word of God, and if you work the word of God will work in your life. And Ezekiel went on to say that he saw a great army come up. Army rose up, and that army was the house of Jerusalem. And what this army is, that army is a testimony of believers that come together and said, we did not give up on ourselves, and we did not give up on God. And coming together as a force, as a community of believers, to come together and to say that we are the church. We are the most powerful force in the universe, and we have come to declare war on Satan. Claim that the Word of God stands by itself as the truth in this world, and we are a part of that force, and we are a part of that truth. He said in the 10th verse, "So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army." And that's what you become. You become a soldier, an indefensible soldier in the army of God. You become one of many. And what does that army do? That army goes out to be able to proclaim the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The only thing is the power of God that's working in this world. And the only thing that can beat the power of Satan is God's Spirit working in you. And how do we get God's Spirit working in you? By the power of his Word that's manifested by the Holy Ghost, his Holy Spirit. That same Spirit that resurrected Christ from the dead, you have access to that same power so that you can stop doing those things that keep you in bondage. Beloved, we have a hope. That's why we have joy. And that joy is in the Word of God. But let me tell you, the secret, the key, is that you have to believe that the Word of God will work for you. And let me tell you, if you don't have faith, get down on your knees and ask God for faith. We serve a loving God, and he will meet you anywhere you're at. And if you say, "Lord, I just don't have enough strength. I just don't have enough faith." He'll meet you. But you have to seek him. You have to want him. And you have to first believe that he is God. And if you believe that he is God, that's a start. Knowing that he is the only one that has the power to change your life. We thank God for the obedience of Ezekiel. Ezekiel did what God told him to do. You have to have enough faith to believe God's word. That's the start. You know, and if things aren't working for you, what harm would it be to have a little faith to believe God's word? If it doesn't work, then you're no better off than where you were before. But if it does work, then you are on your road to having a changed life. You're on your road to being a part of the community of believers. You're on your road not only to having God save you, but to be a vessel where God can use you to save others. We serve a wonderful, wonderful God. Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this word. I do hope and pray that somebody will take God at his word. Somebody will just have a childlike faith. And because God said it, they will, Lord, send the anointing out right now. Oh, God, we believe that somebody is going to hear this broadcast and be saved. Somebody is going to be delivered. Somebody is going to understand that God is real. And not only will they be saved, but they will go out and be an example to save others. Lord, we have joy, and joy unspeakable. Beloved, we don't know what next week brings, but we know who will bring next week. Whatever comes to you has gone to God first, and he's already prayed for you, and he's given you the power to be successful. This is Daughters of Dorcas Ministries. Turn your obstacles into opportunities by the power of his word and the Holy Ghost. believe in God, and have a wonderful week. Until next time, walk in the authority and the joy of the Word of God. Goodbye, and we love you.